Oumou Sangaré is a singer from Mali who's gone from an outsider who sang about taboo subjects like polygamy and forced marriage to a major national celebrity. Milo Miles has a review of her new album.
Seya is Oumou Sangaré's first album in 6 years, and it's a landmark. It shows she's not just the finest female singer in Mali, but the African queen of soul. Seya is also the culmination of a musical evolution that was underway when Sangaré first recorded in 1989. Like Amadou and Miriam's Welcome to Mali, also released this year, Seya represents a fully mature new type of African popular music. It is neither folkloric nor fusion. It neither caters to Western sound nor ignores them. It can only be created within today's global culture. Yet every moment of Seya reflects the joyful seriousness and serious joy of Oumou Sangaré's personality. That's why she's the queen. As she always has, Sangaré offers lyrics well worth reading. She addresses native social tensions either through frank admonition, girls shouldn't be sold into marriage before they have breasts, or sly animal fables, dogs shouldn't get mad at turtles because they can't bite the shell. No matter what mode she chooses, Sangaré sounds a bit more polished, a bit more precise and at ease than ever before. The sessions feature guest players including African stars like drummer Tony Allen and guitarist Jelamadi Tonkara, as well as American horn veterans Fred Wesley and Pee Wee Ellis. But nobody takes over a tune. The Queen commands seamless integration. Like many African performers who establish an international career, Sangaré has become almost a one-woman industry at home. She's involved in charities, car imports, running a hotel, and being a full-time fashion plate. The title song is all about spreading fun around, being sexy, and selecting fabric and clothing designers. Oumou Sangaré has earned the right to celebrate her stardom. Besides, she sounds humble in the face of good fortune and evokes community far more than ego. But where do you go from the top? What comes after the big time? Sangare is an unusually careful and deliberate creator. Seya presents masterful music and a superb summation of her achievements. But Sangare's greatest challenge will be to find the next step.
Milo Miles reviewed Seya by Umu Sangare. She begins a U.S. and Canadian tour July 2nd in Chicago. I'm Terry Gross.